More Australian businesses could fall victim to the global cyber attack that's seen money extorted from hundreds of organisations worldwide. At least three Australian businesses have now been hit by the same malicious IT attack that brought parts of the UK's National Health Service and Germany's National Railway to a halt. Microsoft says this is a wake-up call for all governments to develop Geneva Convention-style protocols to protect them, as George Roberts reports.
With systems frozen and demands for money, at least three Australian businesses have been hit by the world's biggest cyber attack. The Assistant Cybersecurity Minister is Dan Tehan.
Well, what we're seeing is the exact same features that has occurred overseas, a freezing of their IT systems and a ransomware note. So it is showing all the similarities of what occurred in Europe.
The malicious WannaCrypt software freezes victims' IT systems until a ransom is paid in the digital currency Bitcoin. Starting in Spain and the UK, it's spread worldwide, infecting more than 200,000 computers. Australians are being urged to update security software to avoid falling victim. Dan Tehan again.
With these things, you are never 100% certain that you are cyber secure. What you have to continue to be doing is making sure you're putting all the necessary measures in place.
All federal government departments and agencies have been told to do just that, but there's still a chance they're vulnerable.
We cannot say and will not say that any department or agency is 100% secure, because if anyone says that, they don't know what they're talking about.
The Prime Minister's Special Advisor on Cybersecurity, Alistair McGibbon, explains how the virus spreads.
We do know that this particular variant of ransomware also has what we call a worm-like feature, which sounds pretty exciting. And what that does once it's on your system is it then pings out onto the internet looking for other vulnerable systems. It looks through networks. So where that's particularly bad, of course, is if you're in a corporate environment and your computer is part of a network, it will then spread or try to spread to other computers in that network.
Alistair McGibbon says so far Australia's got off lightly.
We've seen no impact on our critical infrastructure. We've seen no impact in the health system, which is important. We've had no reports of any government agencies, state, territory or Commonwealth impacted by this. There are clearly going to be some small businesses impacted. That's always bad for any business to be a victim of crime. But as a whole of nation, we can be confident so far that we've missed the worst of this.
But that's no reason to be complacent.
And of course, we do see criminals making variants of these things. Once these things are out, unfortunately, there are some very smart, bad people who spend their time trying to make things worse for us. So this is not game over for us. This is just a great wake-up call for all of us to make sure we patch or update our operating systems and back up our data.
WannaCrypt is being described as the biggest global cyber attack so far, and it's raising questions about how governments use and exploit system vulnerabilities. The malicious software is based on a software vulnerability stolen from the United States National Security Agency, or NSA. In a statement, the President and Chief Legal Officer for Microsoft, Brad Smith, says an emerging trend of 2017 is that software vulnerabilities are being stockpiled like weapons.
Repeatedly, exploits in the hands of governments have leaked into the public domain and caused widespread damage. An equivalent scenario with conventional weapons would be the US military having some of its Tomahawk missiles stolen. The governments of the world should treat this attack as a wake-up call. They need to take a different approach and adhere in cyberspace to the same rules applied to weapons in the physical world. We need governments to consider the damage to civilians that comes from hoarding these vulnerabilities and the use of these exploits.
He's calling for a new digital Geneva Convention to govern how nations use them,
including a new requirement for governments to report vulnerabilities to vendors rather than stockpile, sell or exploit them.
Dr. Soulette Dreyfus is a cybersecurity expert at Melbourne University.
It's pretty well known that a number of the agencies will actually buy zero-day exploits, so exploits that aren't widely known and will give you complete access to a system, and they will pay tens of thousands of dollars, indeed even hundreds of thousands of dollars, for this information. And then they will take that and they will develop a weapon based on it that will allow the tool or the weapon to actually use the security flaw to break into somebody's machine.
She agrees that software vulnerabilities should be treated like weapons.
You know, the whole point of nuclear proliferation is you want as few countries as possible and as few independent actors as possible to actually have these dangerous weapons that are nuclear weapons. And maybe it should be the same for cyber weapons.
That's Melbourne University's Dr. Soulette Dreyfus, ending George Roberts' report.